The Cubs fresh off winning the NL Central Wednesday night, back at it Thursday against the Cards. Kyle Hendricks getting in a final tune-up before the playoffs. The Cards trying to stay alive in the playoff race. Picking up first inning, Ian Happ facing Lance Lynn.
Swing and a long one into right field. Back goes the Cardinal right fielder, and this one's a home run. Ian Happ with a two-out home run, and the Cubs lead it 1-0.
The runners lead all the way around. The 2-2 pitch. Strike three called, and the Cardinals leave the bases loaded.
Here's the 0-2 delivery for Randall Grichuk. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And here comes the 1-2 for him here in the fifth. Swing and a miss. He's fanned three times tonight, and that's nine strikeouts for the Cub pitcher. Right-handed batter, and he swings and smokes it past the third baseman into the corner. The run scores, and the Cubs take the lead on an RBI double by their third baseman, Taylor Davis, here in the 11th inning. 17 strikeouts by Cub pitchers here tonight. Bottom of the 11th, 1-1 delivery, swing and a fly ball to center field. Back goes the center fielder. He's at the wall. He leaps. He can't make the catch, or he does make the catch. A sensational play. He hauls it back in. That would have tied the game, but he pulls it back in. A great, great play by Martin, and the Cubs win this one. Are they going to ask for a replay? I don't think so, but we'll wait and see. That was an unbelievable catch. He went over the wall and brought it back in.
The Cubs win their 90th game of the season, taking out the Cards 2-1 in 11 innings. Jen Ho-Tsang tosses three hitless innings to notch his first career win. Kyle Hendricks a no decision, going five scoreless frames, striking out nine. Yadier Molina misses his third straight game. He's still in concussion protocol. The Cards have officially been eliminated from playoff contention. The Cardinals officially eliminated from postseason contention. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after.
You know, when I stand up here and tell you that, you know, I think we're just a few games or something happening that's going to work out till we still achieve what we wanted to achieve, I fully believe that. So this is the first time I could have to stand up here and say that that's just not going to happen. We fell short of what we wanted to do. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, probably would have let him go a little further, but his back tightened up, so I had to get him out. Yeah, I don't know. Guess I'm not ready to go there with any of our guys. You never know how this stuff works out. He's had a phenomenal season and has done a great job of taking away a lot of doubt that, you know, maybe even he had, not knowing how he's going to rebound from that surgery. So the way he's taken the ball, the way he's competed has been impressive. Yeah, Tommy, did a nice job getting on base, making things happen. Had one, two out, looking for the big hit. Kind of like really all we had against him last time in Chicago, too. Looked like, guys were taking a lot of pitches, but it was, if you go back and watch, as our hitting coaches were telling us, I mean, he was starting the ball well off the plate that was making its way. He was making quality pitches, not making many mistakes.
Up next, the Cardinals begin their final series of the year at home against the Brewers on Friday.